In Glasgow, there is a Shia family with whom we are nowadays entered into discussion about Ahmadiyyat. And there are three of those people, and three of our Ahmadi brethren. We constantly have these meetings with them almost every month. There are a list of questions, which of course I'm not going to relate them. But one of the questions, out of those lists, we tried to answer some of them satisfactorily. And for some, we are still seeking some advice from our elders, more answers. One of the questions which they have posed is that the Imam Mahdi, the one who has to come according to them, who is a ghaib at the moment and so on, should be from the Ahl-e Bayt. To the very limited knowledge which we possess, we tried to answer them with relation to the hadith of Hazrat Salman Farsi and so on. Huzur, could you kindly please give some more light onto that? What is the actual meaning of this?
You have already explained this.
Yes.
You know, all the Shias believe that Hazrat Salman Farsi was Ahl-e Bayt. And they also know and believe that he had no blood relationship whatsoever with Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So why was he Ahl-e Bayt? That is the question.
Yes.
Because Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared him to be Ahl-e Bayt.
That's right. Yes.
So he is the authority. Mm-hmm. If he declares somebody to be Ahl-e Bayt, who is there in the world to say no, he is not? So that also explains the scope of the word Ahl-e Bayt.
Right.
One thing is positively established. For somebody to be Ahl-e Bayt, it is not essential to be a blood relation. If that first step is not covered, then you can't believe him to be Ahl-e Bayt. So first decide the issue here. The moment you bring them home, the truth of the reality of this, the further questions will automatically dissolve into thin air.
Yes.
Into thin air.
Yes, sir.
Make them realize that it is not essential for an Ahl-e Bayt to be a blood relation of Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it is essential, then Salman Farsi was not an Ahl-e Bayt. Is that not correct?
Yes.
So make it clear to them as such.
Ji.
Once they begin to realize the significance of this tradition, the following questions would not appear at all. It would also be signified to them that piety of somebody also makes him eligible for this great distinctive honor of being called Ahl-e Bayt. So that honor was bestowed by Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam upon Salman Farsi. And when he mentioned of his re-coming to the world, in the world, according to the prophecy of the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رُسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. When he recited this verse, and some of those present asked this question, who would be that fortunate person, or those fortunate persons who are mentioned in this, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his hand on the shoulder of Hazrat Salman Farsi and said, even if the faith had deserted the earth and risen to Pleiades from among these people, would be some who would bring it back from the Pleiades to the earth. Again, the shoulder of that gentleman was chosen by Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was declared by him to be an Ahl-e Bayt. So the future Ahl-e Bayt was also to be of that kind. Okay. And from his people. This is what it signifies. So it's very clear to us.
Okay.
There is nothing, no ambiguity at all whatsoever.